Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Murray.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the Brookstone Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be beaming microwaves at your home starting tomorrow morning.
What?
We're going to be beaming microwaves at your home with a very large microwave antenna. We're going to be beaming those directly at your roof, at your house.
Why?
Oh, you know, it's not a big deal. I'm just required by law to let you know. It's an experiment.
I choose not to participate.
Well, you don't have to participate. You don't have to do anything, ma'am. I'm just letting you know we're going to be beaming
I don't understand. Who is this?
Well, just because you don't understand something doesn't mean you have to fear it.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
What Homeowners Association?
Brookstone.
Roy who?
Yeah, with the Brookstone Homeowners Association.
Roy who?
Whoa, settle down. You're correct. It's Roy who, H-U. But it's just tomorrow morning starting at 11 a.m. we're going to be beaming microwaves at your house.
Please don't do that.
Why not? What's the problem?
I don't know what it's for. I don't know what you're doing. We haven't received any information from the homeowners about this.
It's for research, ma'am. It's just research. That's all it is.
Research for what?
We're working with the Chinese government, and for some reason they want to use your address and your address only. And they just want to be
my... Okay, who is this? What kind of scam are you running?
A scam? How would this be a scam? What are you talking about?
I think it's somebody playing a joke on me, but, you know, I'm...
Well, is it a scam or a joke? Which one is it?
I don't really know.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know. I'm not giving you a choice. I'm just letting you know we have to do this. It's for research. We've already taken the money from them, and they're going to be doing it.
You said you're from the Brookstone Homeowners Association?
Yep, that's it.
And you're a member of it?
Correct.
And where do you live?
I live over on Bridge Creek. But anyway, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., that's when it's going to start. And it will continue for exactly 24 hours, and it'll be over by Friday morning at 11 a.m.
Well, I don't understand. My house is the only one?
Yeah, it's just I don't understand all this science stuff. I don't understand. I just know that they're going to be beaming microwaves at your home.
This sounds like some kind of joke.
How would it be? What kind of joke would this be? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, I see. You don't have an answer for that. Imagine.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know. Microwave beams at your house tomorrow morning at 11. And if it bothers you, just leave the house. Just go somewhere.
Well, you know what? My husband has had surgery, and I can't just leave.
Why not? You could just go to Walmart and hang out all day.
My husband cannot do that.
Well, you could drive him around or something, right? Just go for a nice drive.
No! Do you not understand English?
Of course I do. I'm speaking English.
We cannot vacate.
Oh, can't you go to a neighbor's house or relative or something?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I have a gentleman on the phone that's telling me his name is Roy Hu, H-U.
No, that's me.
And that he will be beaming microwave at my house beginning at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Who are you talking to, ma'am?
He says he's part of the Brookstone Homeowners Association. I've never heard of him, and I don't know. He won't tell me why he's doing it or anything.
Who are you talking to,
he's
ma'am?
He's going to beam microwaves at my house for 24 hours.